الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم؟ تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون، صدق الله العظيم. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة، إن الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون، صدق الله العظيم، صدق رسوله النبي الكريم. الذين يبرزون الله جل جلاله وعم نواله هو كريتها وسستينا، the owner of the universe, the creator of the universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this entire world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us into this world for a purpose of life. We have a purpose. If you ask a non-Muslim what's the purpose of his life, he has no answer. He has no goal. It never came into his mind, never came into his heart. What reason am I? What is the purpose of my life right now? There was a youngster one time in one of the universities in Lahore. And he was a Christian youngster. And his father, his uncles were all priests, bishops of the church, one of the Western countries. Extremely intelligent young boy. So they had sent him from that country to Lahore, to Pakistan, to make an effort on the Muslim youngsters. Very intelligent, outstanding in class. He became the marja, he became the point of reference even for the lecturers also. If they were stuck with any theory, if they were stuck with any problem in the teaching, they would refer to this youngster. Allah blessed him with intelligence. But his purpose there was different. His purpose was to use his dunya intelligence to win the hearts of the Muslim boys and take them away from Iman and Islam and to make them Christian. So he worked his way slowly amongst the boys until the boys now would refer to him, also the students would come to him with their problems, and within a short span of time he would answer the questions. They were amazed. Lecturers were amazed also. What an intelligent boy. And slowly as he won their confidence, this is the effort he made. Sent by his father, sent by his uncles, running a church in the country. Go and convert the boys to Christianity. So the boys started surrounding him. They became his circle. In their spare time, in their break time, he's calling them towards kufr, towards Christianity. That Jesus is the God, and Jesus is the Son of God. And now the boys, because he's so intelligent, he must be understanding some being better than we understand. Their iman was weak. They're not talking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, they're talking about the qudrat and the power of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The way to strengthen iman is to speak about Allah. The person now speaks about dunya, he speaks about the car, it comes into the heart. He speaks about a job, it comes into the heart. Youngster wants to get married, he speaks, I want to get married. Till he convinces himself that I have to get married. Just the speaking and talking convinces a person. This youngster was giving them da'wat and false da'wat, lie, fabrication, no reality, no truth. So the boys started taking to him. There was one youngster amongst those youth that had fikr, that had this concern, had this worry. He was aware and he was involved in the effort of iman, the effort of da'wat, effort of tabligh, making gush, meeting the brothers, speaking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this fikr came into his heart. These youngsters are being swayed. These youngsters are being taken away from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Soon they will lose the iman also. So he came to Raiwind, or Markaz in Pakistan. Came to the elders. So we have the elders who refer to them. We have problems in our deen. How do we move around it? How do we move ahead? So we don't get stuck. So they went to the elders. And they sat down, they made mashwara. Mashwara, when we sit together, we talk about what the qaza, what the need is right now. We have certain problems in the ummah, how to solve the problem out right now. Allah Ta'ala unites the hearts, Allah Ta'ala puts the solution. So he put it to the elders, to the ulama ikram, that now we have this problem in the university. This boy has come as a missionary, he's doing missionary work, telling the boys away from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There's fear right now. But these boys have iman, soon they will lose the iman. And they won't even realize it also. Today we find the fitnas around us. Abdullah bin Abi Mulaika rahimahullah ta'ala التابعي. It was a tabi'i, was that person who met Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sahaba ikram, Allah ta'ala praises the Imam in Quran. Aminu kama aminu nas. Allah ta'ala says that believe in Allah as Sahaba ikram believed in Allah. And how many of them in one sitting? In one sitting, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave 10 Sahaba ikram the glad tidings of Jannah in one hadith. Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Sa'd fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, and so many more than that also. But then to what was the figure, what was the concern? Ibrahim Walika says, I met more than 30 Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And I found the common thing in every one of them was, they all had the fear of hypocrisy. Whether my iman is true or iman is not true. Today this question doesn't come to my heart also. I feel my iman is okay. I don't have a problem. When alim was asked, but sometimes we go to certain places and we see the fitna over there. Sometimes the women aren't dressed accordingly. They dress with open hair. Sometimes the garments are above where it should be. So this person says to the alim, but how come I don't feel any pain in the heart? Because I know it's haram, it's not right. I'm going to such an avenue. There's so much of haram taking place there. People are drinking sometimes. People are doing haram things. Music is playing. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was walking with his slave, then he hears someone singing and playing some instrument. He blocks his ears. How can the little music even come into my heart? So this person asks the alim, how can we hear it, we see it, but we don't feel anything in the heart? We don't feel any pain. We don't feel darkness coming in the heart. It's a simple reply. Iman ka kamzori. Iman is God weak. Iman is God weak, so we don't feel the pain. But we know when the weather changes, when it gets cold, then I feel cold. Put the heater on. Put on the jacket. The thermometer of the body is working. When the heat starts, take out the jacket. Put on the air conditioning. Now you're feeling hot. When it comes to a physical body, right now we feel the change of weather also. From here we can understand, if I can feel the heat, I can feel the cold, how come when it comes to the thermometer of Iman, I don't feel the pain in my heart? I don't feel right now the command of Allah has been broken. I don't feel my brother must say Salah, Ya Allah, he must one Salah, he's been in the wrong direction. I don't feel it. But if I see him, he's thirsty, he's perspiring, I'll offer him some water. Brother, have some water. You're looking very, very thirsty right now. And we'll have bottles of water. We'll have ice water. It's raining outside. Brother, you'll get wet. Come inside. But now he's getting wet in the fitnas of dunya and I'm not feeling any pain in my heart. Then I should introspect and see within my heart, Ya Allah, how come I don't feel any pain in my heart? Is my iman so weak? This youngster had the concern. He was mutaharrik, moving in the path of Allah, giving the da'wah, speaking about Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The speaking about Allah is so important in the world. So important. That's how we tell the brothers, live our life from one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah. But the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib rahimullah says that when the Thursday comes, at Asar time, from Asar to Maghrib, make istighfar for the past week. Ya Allah maaf karna. Ya Allah, how I spent my Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah was not correct. Whether my salah, whether my gush, whether my ta'aleem. Ya Allah, I just said ta'aleem the whole week. I missed my dose of hidayat. The ta'aleem in the masjid, Allahu Akbar, we can understand. Ta'aleem is taking place in my masjid. Effectively, what does it mean? It means right now the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on right now. The majlis is on right now. Nabi of Allah is leading sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His words have been quoted. And I don't have the heart to go and sit down, but I speak outside. That's what we are saying from Friday to Friday, Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah. In 1 week, ask myself, I'm asking myself also, in 1 week from Jumu'ah to Jumu'ah, how much did I speak about my Creator? How much did I make fitr for my qabr? Yes, the language of the tongue is different. The language of the tongue is different. The language of the tongue is dunya. I'm going to speak dunya. You're preparing for December, or you're preparing for this holiday. Yes, the language of dunya we want to speak, dates, time, planning. whether nikah, whether some graduation, whether some jalsa, whether lugat of the zaban, of the lisan, yes, we speak all of these of dunya. But the language of the heart must not change. The language of the heart is La ilaha illallah. The tongue is speaking everything, but the language of the heart is connected to Allah. Now the language of my heart has changed also. Now my heart also believes what I'm saying. The heart is saying, oh Lord, don't speak about maut also in case Malakul Maut comes now. Malakul Maut will come on his time. And I'm scared to speak about maut. I'm not ready yet. Husband and wife, don't speak about maut. One alim, somebody said to the senior alim, Morana, Allah Ta'ala give you long life. Allah give you afiyah. Allah keep you safe. Allah keep your shadow over us for a long period of time. The senior alim began to laugh. So the young alim asked him, Morana, why are you laughing? He says, you are making dua to Allah, that Allah keep this prisoner longer in prison. Dunya is a prison. Who likes to live in a prison? Allah has made akhirah jannat for us. Coming back to, so from Friday to Friday, I ask myself, we're making dua, ya Allah, give me more than Friday, Yom Jum'ah. It's the time of Jum'ah, Madinah Munawwara, Rawda Mubarak, Wain Salah, he said, Allah Ta'ala give all of us, entire Ummah. But in this, from, in this 1 week, Jum'ah to Jum'ah, how much did I pay for it? How much did I think of Allah Ta'ala? How much did I think about my qabr? Then my qabr is real. It's not something which is some fairy tale, some fantasy. The qabr is a reality. I have to go in there. Am I ready for it? Sundukul amal is a box of a'mal. My qabr is a box of a'mal. How much I do work is deposited into my qabr. There I will see it. The lighting is done. The carpet is done. The curtains are there. The windows, mashallah. Open the window, I can see my jannat. Now we see also open a window. Internet page, window. And now you're seeing now this cruise, and I'm seeing that holiday resort, and that beach, look at the sand, so clear, we can see what's happening. Allah says, they also the windows. And then how you enjoyed the show, Jannat, before you know it, you only saw just a portion of it. Already Qiyamah, I didn't finish the show as yet. Allah will say, leave the show, go and enjoy it now. How long are you going to see the internet? Bookings are done, then the plane is waiting for you. So from Jum'ah to Jum'ah, I'm preparing myself. For my qabr, yes, the tongue is speaking. August, September, October, November, December. But what the heart is saying, La ilaha. Ya Allah, are you controlling that August, the September, October, November? Whether I'll see it, ya Allah, I don't know. But dunya wise, I have to plan. But my heart is saying, La ilaha illallah. Ya Allah, only you control, only you are doing. Whether I'll see those months, how my health will be, where will I be? But the heart is planning my next salah. The heart is planning my next sajda. Tomorrow, they say that closer to you than your tomorrow's breakfast is your qabr also. Closer to you than your tomorrow's fajr is your qabr also. But we already planned tomorrow what I'm going to do. So 1 week, how much did I prepare right now? Have I ever thought about my qabr? I have designed my qabr, prepared for my qabr, for my grave. I have spoken about my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the rust of dunya. So the dunya is like rust. It will rust the heart. So I can't even think about Allah. And unfortunately, ulama say nowadays, if you want to break up a gathering, if you want to break up a gathering of friends, or break up a gathering of family people, start talking about deen. Start talking deen, they say, no, boy, it's about heavy things you're talking now. It's about light-hearted things. So talk about deen, people's hearts break. Thermometer broke, imami thermometer broke. Can't talk about deen, spoiling the fun. Spoiling the fun. In 1 week, how much am I prepared for my qabr? This youngster was making the effort upon the other youngsters come to Christianity. This one youngster had that iman in his heart. Doing the effort of iman, iman is something that's moving. Time is something that is fluid. Time they say our health, wealth and time invest in the path of Allah. You see, time is such a commodity, it's such a capital Allah Pak has given us. It's just something you can put in the safe, put in the bank, I'll use it later. The time is gone, it's gone. And if we don't fill our time with deen, then time will be filled with dunya. There's no vacuum in my life. I don't put my time in rush, it will go somewhere else. If I do sit for ta'lim, then I'll be standing outside. And how much I can do of my deen and transfer it into my qabr, transfer into my qabr, transfer into my qabr. I'm building my qabr, I'm preparing for it. There's no vacuum in a person's life. This youngster, high speaker, this youngster is going to lose their iman. Today we don't know whether my iman is there. 50 sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, every one of them had this concern. Ya Allah, I don't know whether my iman is true or not true. Today I don't even think about my iman. I take it for granted, I have iman. My iman is there. And my iman is so strong also, it will last me to my qabr also. I don't know. What's the proof that my iman is strong? Can I give any proof right now? That really I have iman? My iman is that strong? What's the proof? Iman yaqeen. I have yaqeen upon Allah. I trust in Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And I'm raising my hands and making dua with conviction. My Allah will give me. But unfortunately, my dua also, 99% dua is for my dunya. Maybe by the way I'll make dua for my akhirat. And my nazar and eye really on my dunya. It shows really where I want to live. I don't want to go from this prison, I love it over here. Allah said, I came Jannah for you. The Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you came last in this world, first into Jannah. Allah wants to give. Allah wants to give, but who is going to take? I want to take it my own way. Coming back to this youngster. This fickle concern came into his heart. That how do I save these boys from kufr and Christianity? So he went to the elders in drive-in, put it to the mashwara. What do we do? Then they said, no. And what intelligence Allah Ta'ala has given them? What intelligence we can't even understand? Of the Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was on the plane, sitting next to a scientist. Scientist says, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah, he says, you look like a very learned person. As an alim of deen, great mufti also. You look very learned, you look very intelligent. Can we have a discussion? Then why? So he's discussing, what did the Muslims do for the world? What did the Muslims do for the people? So they're discussing. So this scientist, he says, see, in the West, we went right to the moon. We went to the moon, we got our samples also. What kind of rocks they are there? I mean, some research over there also. You Muslims, where have you all gone to? What have you all done? Subhanallah, he says that you all reached the moon. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took us to the creator of the moon. It was to the creator of the moon. We know the one that made the moon. Where all your science and intelligence ends, that is where our deen starts from. You can't even understand it. You've got to believe it. You're going to speak so much about it that you begin to believe it. Dua with iman and yaqeen. When I lift my hand, Allah will give me. This is when iman will come into the heart. The intelligence of what the ulama have, when you sit by them and you move in the path of Allah with them, how iman will increase. How will recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who my Allah is. How to take from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah's treasures, Allah doesn't want to close his treasure. Allah wants to give. Allah wants to show how generous he is. But who is there to take? They say, Al-Khayru Kathir, Al-Khayru Kathir, Wafa'iluha Qaleel. And there's plenty of goodness in the world. There's plenty of good avenues to do good deeds. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, there's so much to take from Allah. Allah is prepared to give you so much. What is there for Allah to hold back? Allah doesn't need to hold back. Allah doesn't need anything. Allah did all this to give his slaves. He said, there's so much of khair and goodness in the world. Allah wants to give you, but those that want to take and those that want to do are few in them. And so you make salam, salam, and you want to run. Allah said, I want to give you, where you're running. Where are you going to? What are you supposed to get in 5 years of salah? The youngster now is studying hard, he should study hard, do the best of dunya also, become number one in dunya. But number one in dunya, they should be for number one deen also. So Allah wants to give so much, but he says, now I don't have time to take from Allah. I'll take my own way. Khair coming back to the youngster again. So mashwara was made. How do we combat what's happening there in the university? To save the youngsters of kufr, what do we tell them? This is intelligence. This is real, pure intelligence of Quran and Hadith. They told the youngster when asked the boy, when he's addressing all the youngsters there, giving them doubt of Christianity, when I ask him loudly, just one question only. One question, Jal Haq, Zahaq al Batin. This morning Arab Jama'ah says, they say, do a gush with Iman and Yaqeen. The truth is gush, such yaqeen you must have, Ya Allah, are you walking in the path of Haq? But as walking, Ya Allah, batil will break. Batil will just vanish. Falsehood will vanish. Fitnas will run away. Just by walking in the path of Allah, when you walk, you walk with yaqeen. That Allah will do it. Allah's promise, Allah says, when Haq will come, when the truth will come, then falsehood will disappear. How will it disappear? You won't have to shout. What they say, to remove the darkness, put on the switch. You don't say, darkness, go away, go away, go away. Just put on the switch. So you take that one sip in the path of Allah, with dhikr in your tongue, fikr in the heart, and when your gaze lowered, and ask Allah, Ya Allah, you spread the haqq in the world. When Ali was in a certain country, and they didn't allow him to enter the country, they sent him back, deported him. So as they were sending him back, he was smiling. So the person that was taking him, they call him Farooq Bhai was taking him back to the plane, working for intelligence. They asked, why are you smiling? He said, what I've come here for in your country to do, for my Allah, he has no boundaries. I'll do my gush back home, in my hometown, with the intention of hidayat for your country, Allah will give hidayat. Allah will give hidayat. When it's snowing in the bergs, you feel cold and random. But where's the snow? Allah's qudrat, spiritual world, person sitting in Harlem, they say, Allah, the whole world is giving hidayat. And then the bergs is snowing, you're feeling cold over here. Allah says, they got fikr. The fikr is hot right now, ijtima is coming. Ya Allah, you want the entire world to come unto thee. They say, aaj zameen garam ho gayi hai. They say, the earth has become hot right now at the end of Allah. The earth has become garam right now. How to cool the earth right now? This country problem, that country problem. Here the Muslims are being attacked. Here they're this place. Here they don't have food. They don't have water. Here, where do they sleep tonight? Where do they go to? That even the earth now has become the enemy. The sky has become the enemy. Ya Allah, how to bring the rahmat of Allah right now? What the amal to do? They say, how to cool the name of Allah? Walk on the earth of Allah with the name of Allah. Walk on the ground of Allah, taking the name of Allah. Ya Allah, this is for the ummah. This is for the ummah. Sadqa for the ummah. And now Allah's anger will cool. The ummah has to walk the streets with the dhikr of Allah, the fikr of deen in the heart. The Gambiya alayhi salatu wassalam. Go to the youngster when all are standing around him and ask him one question. What do I ask him? Ask him, what is the purpose of his life? Ask a youngster right now that doesn't bring any effort of deen, he's only giving me secular education. Ask him right now, what's the purpose of your life? Ask a Muslim youngster right now, what's the purpose of your life? And see the answer we'll get. Ulama say, the zahiran ha musalman ban gaye. Agar andaruni abhi musalman nahi bana. Outwardly we are Muslim. Outwardly we are Muslim. But the heart doesn't think like a Muslim, is it? Walamma yadkhul al-imanu fi qulub. How my heart is thinking, how my brain is working, is how they tune my mind to work. I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this. My heart isn't working like the heart of Abu Huraira, of Uthman, of Ali, how they were thinking. Outwardly I am Muslim, but inside has Iman come into my heart. That if I have a problem, I turn to Allah. If I have a need, I turn to Allah. The lughat and the language of the heart has not changed. Now with all this around us, the heart has changed also. What they told us, we believe them. Amanna wa saddaqna. We believe what you say and you are truthful. This we say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Nabi of Allah, we believe in you, what you have said is the truth. As the youngster, what's the purpose of his life? When you asked him in the crowd of youngsters, what's the purpose of your life, he was dumbstruck. First time, after all these years, he's got no answer.
But everything else you enhance. Who's gonna tell you what's the purpose? Who's gonna tell me and you what's the purpose of our life? Who's gonna tell us? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why Allah sent you this world? Without him, Ulama explain. They say a person hires a driver to do deliveries. He tells the driver, go and drop off this parcel, this delivery. Go down the road, right turn, left turn, over the bridge. Already he's half lost. He said, boss, I'm lost already. He said, no problem, I'll draw the map for you. So he draws the map, he sees it, he says, I can't do this thing. He said, I'll get you on GPS. He said, what a kind boss this is. What a kind boss, he invests in a GPS for me. It's a GPS, he puts it, punch it now where he must go through. He says, go and deliver this. He said, boss, this thing is very confusing for me. GPS. He said, okay, don't worry. You working for me, I'm going to pay you for the delivery. I'll come with you. I will come with you and I'll help you to offload also. I will pay you for it. Subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him Quran only. Read Quran and find your way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will hold the hand and show them and prepare your sahaba and the ummah till qiyamah. They'll hold one another's hands and they'll go back to Jannah with this. They're not alone. Every step he taught us what to do. How to do it, how to take from Allah, how to connect the ummah. As a youngster, what's the purpose of his life? Dumbstruck. I don't know. But he didn't say that. So I'll let you know. All the youngsters are looking. There's no answer. Then he phoned home. Phoned his country, told his father. That father, dad, priest, bishop. What's the purpose of our life? Dead silence on the phone. They have no answer also. Never thought about it. What's the purpose of my living? Here ulama say, go home tonight. Sit down with the family. Sit down with my family, my wife, my children, brothers, sisters. We all are working hard to bring some food onto the table. Go and ask the wife, sit down. Ask her, did you make the niyat of your life? And see what she will tell you. What are you talking about niyat? Ask her, what's the intention of your life right now living with me? What's the intention of your life right now living with me? What's our destination? Where are we going to? Even she didn't make niyat yet. She doesn't know yet. We're just still thinking now we're going to build this, we're going to do that. What's the niyat of your life? Have you made niyat that together now we're going to build our qabr, do our lighting now? The wife says, change the bedroom, change this, change that, change the kitchen, buy some pots. Yes, we're ready. We'll do this, we'll do that. What a good husband I have. But if I didn't sit down with her, with my children, and prepare for them, if you go in the qabr tonight, whether you'll have bedding there, I don't know, I'll prepare your bedding for you. Whether you'll have lights over there, I don't know, I'll prepare your lights. I can put lights in the house on globe. But the globe of ta'lim, the noor of ta'lim, the noor of Quran tilawat, did I ask my wife, my children, my family, what's the intention of your life? You live with me, just living together. We're just living together. And then we'll ask one another also. We'll ask one another also. If I die, you'll get married again. Now you don't know what to say. And then when we're going in Jama'at, the Sahabiyat are making dua. Ya Allah, I accept my husband to go in the path of Allah. It wasn't 4 months and 40 days. What dua she's making? Ya Allah, he must go, he mustn't come back. He must go, he mustn't come back. Ya Allah, accept my four sons, they must go, they mustn't come back. Why? Because he made the need of their life was akhirat. We're just on a journey right now. But the journey is so short, 2.5 minutes, ulama say. 2.5 minutes compared to akhirat. 2.5 minutes compared to akhirat. The journey is so short, we put so much of emotion in this. So much of feeling, so much of this, and so much of that. And now we're stuck over here. Whereas Jannah is so vast, it's waiting for us. Youngster phones home, what's the purpose of our life? Father says, we'll call you back. He got no answer also. So they call up their mashwara. Here we had our mashwara. Our ulama ikram, yaqilun, ulul albab, people of intelligence, people of understanding. They give a Quran hadith. This is we know our purpose of our life. Ask them now. You call up a big mashwara, all the bishops,
Have a big meeting,
conference, workshop. Youngster phone. You see, somebody asked you from the whole gathering, what's the purpose of your life? So for a few days, the whole thing went on now, really. Looking at the scriptures, you got scripture, whether it's scriptures, no answers. You really don't know. What do we do? So they phone him back. Say, better, they booked your ticket, come completely. Why? We have fear you lose your iman. We have fear you lose your Christianity. Better you come back home. In reality, he was lost and they were lost. We have a purpose already. We have a purpose of life already, and that is akhirat. But it's not judges of rahmatullahi alayhi wa sallam. So an old man was sitting there. He said, hey Buddha, kahan se aaye hain? The old man, where you came from? He said, from Jannat. He said, he came from Jannat. He said, you want to go back to Jannat? He said, yes. He said, you want to go alone? He says, no, take the whole ummah to go back. Don't go back alone. Take the ummah and go back. Nabi of Allah will make you istiqbal, Hazrat Kuthar. Nabi of Allah will wait for you. How many go back of my ummatis? He said, when you meet your house there, the house you want to go to the house of Jannah, the women of Jannah. But they say, before you can do anything, pay the mehr. So he asked, what will be the mehr? He said, Akhri das surah. The last 10 surahs. Alhamdulillah, going down. You know your last 10 surahs? He said, no, I don't know it. He said, Nikal Jawadi, go 4 months now. Go 4 months now, go learn your 10 surahs. And prepare your jannat. Prepare your urs. Prepare your meeting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salah, tabarak wa ta'ala, sentence in this world. So our hearts are connected to akhirat. We're living for akhirat. What's happening in dunya will happen, will continue. The reality of dunya, my dear brothers, no matter who I can be or you can be, whether I'm the owner of the company, whether I'm the CEO or CFO, whatever those terms are, end of the day, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu gave us merely and only management skills. What has He given us? Management skills. I can only manage my life. My children, I can't control their brain. My wife's heart, I can't control. The wife can't control. My other wife says, you don't listen to me. We only have management skills. We can manage our lives only. But who has the final say? Allah. Allah has the final say. But I've become so powerful in my life, I think now that I am the boss. I control my life. Allah shows sometimes when you have a headache. You have a headache. Sort your head out. It's your head. You say it's your head, it's your life. Sort out your headache. La ilaha illallah. Allah, my head doesn't belong to me. Allah, you give me this head. Only Allah knows how it functions. What's best for my head? What's best for my stomach? We only have management skills. Final say is Allah's. And this has to come into my heart. This is the effort of iman. Where do I learn the purpose of my life? Where do I learn about my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You see, when it comes to deen, our deen and sharia, we've tasted the sweet things of dunya. We tasted the ice cream and the sweets and the mintu and everything. We tasted all the nice things of dunya. So deen now, we say deen. What is the end deen now? What do we will get in there? We haven't tasted the sweetness like Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Sahaba ikram would say that we found the sweetness of iman. We found the best of best in difficulty and hardship. When we went out in the path of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we were broken completely. Where there was no food, our torn nails fell off our feet. Walking, the shoes were finished, chappal were finished. At that time, when we said Allah, the feeling of iman came in the heart when we had no food, when we had no water. And then we turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We found sweetness of iman in them. Today we see that even in the sweet things also, we're still fighting. Even in good conditions, we're still depressed. The person is driving his car, he's got the windows closed, he's got the aircon on, he's on the cell phone, he's fighting with the wife, he's fighting with the staff. He just released the staff from the shop right now. The staff got no car, they're walking, and they're smiling. And the boss sitting in the car, he can't even smile. But he's got all the luxuries around him, but he can't smile. And those that don't have, they're smiling, living for the day. And Allah has blessed him with everything, but no sukoon of the heart. Allah hasn't kept sukoon of the heart. Allah, in anything of dunya, Allah has kept in the deen of Allah. How to get this level of deen? So then I can fall in love with my Allah, understand my Allah, how to speak to my Allah, how to take to my Allah, how to fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an effort. Sahaba Ikram made the effort. They fell in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when they raised their hands, when they made sajda, how they enjoyed themselves before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Today my salah, I say, not to put so long. Salah, they started the ibadat not to finish it. I said my namaz to finish. They started salah not to finish it. You just want to enjoy it. How this can come into my life with my iman? I begin to understand what iman is about. What is la ilaha illallah? Where do I learn this? Where do I understand this? Will it come in my home? Will it come in my business? Will it come in my studies? Allah has kept places for everything. Everything. Person that has a broken arm doesn't go to the accountant. You see, your bank balance is broken. Cut your arm. Go to the hospital. They heal. He knows where to go. But my iman is broken. Where I must go? Allah has kept avenues. Allah has kept the places where to make your iman. Where to learn iman. Where to learn how to love Allah. Who is my Allah? How close is my Allah? Ulama explain, how close is my Allah to me? How close is my Allah to me? You know Allah is there. Allah says, I'm closer to you in your jugular vein. This vein where the blood is flowing between your brain and your heart. Qurbani time, there's a vein we cut. Animal will die. Allah says, I'm closer to you than your own life. Why Allah says that? Because Allah knows. Allah knows how he made insan. Man, if he doesn't make the effort of iman to love Allah, if he doesn't make the effort to love Allah, then what he will love? You say, why? No. What man loves the most? He loves his life. He doesn't want to give up his life. I want to live my life. Kuffar, non-Muslim, they love their life. They wait for weekend. They wait for the weekend. What are we going to do this weekend? Where are we going? What are we doing? Sharab, haram activities. Live the life. As much as we can do it, 50, 60 years, let's do it. Whether you're jumping from a bridge, whether you're jumping from a plane, whether you're doing this life. This is their life. Allah says, I know you love the thing you love the most is your life. Allah says, I'm closer to you than your own life. What does it mean, oh my banda, oh my slave? You should love me more than you love your own life. You should love me more than how to learn the love of Allah. How to get this iman in my heart? Allah has given us a beautiful opportunity, my dear brothers. If I understand that to learn my iman, then I learn iman. Ulama says so beautifully. He says so beautifully that we all love sweet things. Person has sugar problem, he's diabetic. Diabetes he has. So in his tea, he won't take sugar. In his tea, many people say we don't eat sugar because I'm diabetic. But I'll have the biscuit. But I'll have the biscuit. The biscuit has sugar, we enjoy. The baking has sugar, where the sugar is enjoyment, it's sweet. They say it makes your tea time sweet. Your activities also, everything becomes sweet just because of sugar. He said, go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak about the creator of sugar. Let the creator of sugar come into your heart, your life will become sweet. Your life will become sweet. Now my salah is sweet. My tilawat is sweet. Going home is sweet. How many people say we don't want to go home? Explosion in the house right now. Don't want to go home. Why? Because I haven't taken Allah home. The wife sees me, where's the milk, where's the bread? See, the haditha was asked by the Nabi of Allah, Ya Harisa, Kiba Asbahta. How was your morning? He didn't understand now what is the milk, bread and eggs. How was your morning? How was your breakfast? How was your iman? So how does iman can come into my life? Where will I find my Allah? Where will I find my Allah? Allah will give one example to conclude. You see, every morning you wake up and you open your front door and you find a basket of fruits. Strawberries, and berries, and banana. A-class. Beautiful basket of fruits. Say, subhanAllah, who's this kind person? The next week again, open the front door, Yom Jumu'ah, you find another basket of fruits. A-green. Ya Allah. Third week, fourth week. Then it's happening every day. It'll come in your heart, Ya Allah, who is this man? What do? You wake up a bit early, look from the window.
pursue his pursuits.
If you still can't find him, then you'll go outside, you'll wait outside for him. You'll go and look for him. Ask the neighbors. You see, oh, anybody coming? Who's delivering these fruits every day? Who's doing this? Somebody doing EFT to my account every Friday. Doing EFT. Who's this person? Go to the bank, find out. Who's this kind person? You are compelled, you are forced to go and look for him. For Allah, there is no comparison. You see, have in your heart some ghairat. Ya Allah, you've given me so much. I haven't made the effort to leave my house to look for you. I'm still sitting at home. Ya Allah, where else in Allah at home? I have to go out to look for Allah. Allah said, oh my banda, come and look for me, you'll find me. Come and look for me, you'll find me. Where you find Allah? Ya Allah, I might find Allah with tahajjud in the masjid. I might find Allah one day making wuzu in the ishtimar, cold water. Say, Ya Allah, how you brought me here? One of our elders, one senior alim, qualified already. Jamaat came to the masjid. Maybadi, but the simple, but non-alim also. So that non-alim sat down to make wudu. This senior alim qualified already. He sat down to make wudu. Then he heard this person shout, like a loud sound he made. Ah! Oh. Said, what happened? He said, I lost my miswak. Like he lost something. He said, I never felt in my life like that. On that one ah of losing the miswak, Allah will change his heart. When Allah will change my heart, one tahajjud, one wuzu, one salah in gold, something raining in ishtima, one drop of water came on me, my hidayah came. Why I'm out in the path of Allah looking for Allah. Allah will guide me. Sitting at home, Allah, with the hidayah will come, I have to go out in the path of Allah. Ishtima is here for this fikr, my dear brothers. When we move in the path of Allah, for the fikr of the entire world, Allah, how khair can spread, how hidayah can spread, how Allah can use me. Remember, the deen of Allah will prevail. The deen of Allah will come alive. The deen of Allah will come alive. Ulama say that the deen of Allah right now is on the youth turn back to Madinah Munawwara. The whole world has to go back to Madinah Munawwara. When you believe it, understand now you're going to Kufar and go to Madinah Sharif right now. And the Muslim was going to go some other country already. Kafir was to come to Makkah Sharif. He's fighting to come undercover, coming to Madinah Sharif also. The deen of Allah has to go back to Madinah Munawwara. They say you can be an onlooker. It's happening. Happening discussions, mashallah, that country, they're coming to be in so many rivers. You can become, mashallah, a journalist, somebody of the press. You can give your whole theory of everything. They say, like, you can be an onlooker or you can be a worker. Join, put your shoulder to the wheel and take the sawab, take the reward. Take the reward. The time is now. Who is there to take the reward? Ishtima is for this. That we go out in the path of Allah, looking for Allah, Ya Allah, change my heart, accept me for the khidmat of deen and generations, and use us for hidayat. When you go to the ishtima, the environment is made. The same environment that was alive in Madinah Munawwara, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What environment? There was da'wah taking place. There was ta'aleem taking place. The ilm, learning and teaching. Zikr, ibadat was taking place. In Quran, Sharia, zikr, ibadat, salah, and khidmat was taking place. That environment was such a nurani environment, whoever came to Madinah Munawwara, their hearts were changed. Those that came with kufr in their heart, giants of kufr, Khalid ibn Walid, Wahshi, and so many other, Umair and other sahaba that became sahaba, those that came to kill Nabi alayhi salam, they came because the amal of found in Madinah Munawwara, their hearts changed. That's why we have this ishtima to create this environment. We know the insecurity in our country. Go to the ishtima where we're sleeping. Nobody locking the door. There's no door there also. We're sleeping out in the tent. And we're feeling so safe. That's how Madinah Sharif has. Safety, muhabbat, love. You want to read Quran. You want to make dhikr, ikram, khidmat is taking place. For this ishtima we have everybody here to revive the hearts. Let's make every town and city locality like Madinah Sharif. Connect every town to Madinah Munawwara. You see, the barakat in the town, the barakat in the homes, it becomes barakat of hidayat. For this ishtima is here, my dear brothers, for us to make our intentions. Ya Allah, I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be left behind. For this, we give our names. We get ready. We go in the path of Allah. Ya Allah, I'm ready to go. To go and learn this deen. That I don't get left behind. You know what getting left behind, my dear brothers? Getting left behind, what's the feeling? I can tell the youngsters. The friends have a barai somewhere. So they phoned you. Say, maybe having a barai, come join us. Say, hey, they don't come. Say, come away, little boy. Say, okay, I'm coming. And he fell asleep. Fell asleep. The next morning, he meets his friends. Say, what a barai you missed. What a chow it was. That one came, this one came. I wasted my night. I just slept away. Shall when they slept away, they were the barai. How you feel in the heart, I missed it. When it comes to deen also, we should be like, how you missed the taqaza? I missed going to the path of Allah. Sahaba ikram will become depressed. Allah, you missed it. Will I get happy? You didn't catch me. The skill jamaat missed me. In the, this will get depressed. But this was ready, inshallah. You say, I'm ready for the ishtima to give time in the path of Allah.
MashaAllah, dear sisters. This has explained it to us so nicely. The purpose of our lives. That youngster, when they ask you that question, what is the purpose of your life? The answer is to go out in the path of Allah and to learn what is the purpose of Allah. So who says, inshallah, those that haven't been performance yet to India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, to learn what this effort is all about, to learn the purpose of our lives, who says, inshallah, will go out performance? Let us give our hands, inshallah. MashaAllah. Isa. Isa. MashaAllah. Who else? Imagine brothers came all the way from USA, United States of America, they came here to spend time, and now they're increasing the time. Who else, inshallah? Inshallah, let's talk from the other side. Spoke, explained to us, if we listen with an open heart, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let the nur of those words penetrate to our hearts, inshallah. Who says, inshallah, we make intention? MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Brother's name? MashaAli. We say 4 months is such a long time. The brothers have come from other countries to our country. How long year, right? Some will say 6 years. How many times we went home? Maybe once. Some will say 10 years.